Greetings to shortwave listeners around the world, no matter where you may be. You are tuned to the Australian DX Report, coming to you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This is Bob Padula on behalf of the Electronic D-Express Radio Monitoring Association with another roundup of shortwave station news concerning world broadcasting. And a reminder that all times, days and dates in our programs are in UTC.
Our solar activity reports begins our broadcast this time. As usual, the ionospheric prediction service in Sydney, New South Wales here in Australia, reports that solar activity continues to be assessed at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 103, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 52. And as we present this report, the IPS indicates that these levels are expected to drop even further in the immediate future, with the solar flux falling to 95 and the smooth sunspot number dropping to 41. So high frequency propagation over long distance paths on frequencies above about 14 megahertz during darkness or semi-darkness hours will continue to be unreliable. Now, we have some monitoring notes. First of all, made here in Melbourne, actually in Melbourne's outer east, an outer eastern suburb known as Warrandyte. The Warrandyte State Park out there, it's not far from Melbourne, 15 kilometres or so. Quite good reception out there at Warrandyte, with very reduced levels of power line interference. So I was at a place called the Fifth Hill in the old gold mining precinct out there recently, and the 25 metre band was giving very good reception during the mid-afternoon. And this is a summary of some of the signals I noted between 0440 and 0500. That's 2.40 p.m. to 3 p.m. here in Melbourne. 11780, Radio National Brasilia, very good reception. Next frequency, 11790, Radio France International from Isidon in Swahili. Iran, some channels noted, 11875 with Hebrew at 0440 to signing off at 0450. And also on 11760 with Azeri, that's A-Z-E-R-I, that language. And further up the band, 11925, the voice of, another frequency for Iran in Turkish. And 11980, the voice of Turkey in Turkish. 12095, the BBC from its Oman relay station carrying the world service. And as you have probably noted, the BBC is now announcing itself as BBC World Service, the world's broadcasting station. 12130, Marshall Radio, or Marshall Radio, a political broadcaster broadcasting from the IBB station in Kuwait in Pashto. And 11905, the Voice of America from the Sao Tome relay station broadcasting in Kurundi to Africa. 11840, very good reception of Radio Havana Cuba in Spanish. And 11700, another frequency for Radio France International in French from Isidon. 11680, strong signals from Germany, from Nauen, relaying NHK Radio Japan service to Africa and the Middle East in Japanese. And 11645, the voice of Greece with its Greek language program. 11625, the Vatican Radio from the Madagascar relay station at Salata, programming in French. And 11600, a station known as Radio Denge Kurdistani, broadcasting from Kishinev, that's the relay, and programming in Kurdish. And 11560, Radio Moraya, Radio Moraya, from Chisinau, broadcasting in Arabic. And right down the bottom end of the 25 metre band, 11520 WEWN in the USA, broadcasting in English. So quite good reception of many stations in the 25 metre band, as monitored here in Melbourne recently as we approach the end of our winter season. 25 metre band, 11 megahertz between 0440 and 0500. And also here in Melbourne, during our morning period, well after sunrise, between 2300 and 2330, some interesting signals have been propagating from Asia. They include 11665 and 9835. That's Radio Television Malaysia at Kajang, with its Malay language service relaying the domestic programs. And Vietnam, the Voice of Vietnam, the domestic service, 9635 and 11720. So good reception there from what we have traditionally known as French Indochina, Malaysia and Vietnam. In our morning period here in Melbourne at 2300. Now we have some more propagation news. We seem to have several items this time. 41 metre band, 2030 to 2100. Good reception here just after our local sunrise here in Melbourne. This is a summary. 7485, Voice of America from Tanang, relay station there in the Philippines, broadcasting in Korean. 7450, China, the station at Lhasa in Tibet, Chinese language programming. 7425, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Spanish. 7205, the Voice of Turkey, extremely strong signals with English. And the station is on the same frequency as the Sudanese radio, which broadcasts in Arabic at the same time. 7240, another frequency for the Lhasa Tibet station, also with the Chinese program. And 7285, China Radio International from the Zurich, Albania relay station in English. And 7365, the Voice of America from Yudon in Thailand with its morning service in Korean. And 7370, China National Radio Network 2 in Chinese, signing on at 2055. And 7530, an interesting station known as Praise Music Ministries. It's a worldwide service, and this one actually broadcasts from Tam Sui in Taiwan in the Hakka language. Signs on at 2100 and signs off at 2130. So, interesting reception there, interesting propagation in the 41 metre band in our post-sunrise period between 2030 and 2100. An item from the Bulgarian DX blog, Sofia. It's reported there that North Korea is moving its time zone back by 30 minutes. So that local time will be UTC plus 8 hours 30 minutes. This puts North Korea back to the situation before the year 1912, when the Japanese put Korea into the same time zone as Japan. So it's possible that the schedule of the Korean Central Broadcasting System stations on shortwave and the broadcast of the voice of Korea from Pyongyang, and also the Pyongyang Broadcasting Station will be shifted 30 minutes, with 30 minutes time difference. The 19 meter band, or at least the low frequency end of the 19 meter band, is not often reported by shortwave monitors around the world. I thought this information of current frequency allocations at the bottom end of the 19 meter band may be of interest. 15030 All India Radio, English, between 1000 and 1100. 15040 All India Radio, Burmese, 1215 to 1315. Same station, 15050 Tamil, 1115 to 1215, and Sinhala, 1300 to 1500. 15090 Radio Free Afghanistan from the Kuwait Broadcasting Station of the Voice of America, or the IBB actually, 0230 right through until several hours later, continuous programming in languages Pushtu and Dari, and that actually signs off at 14:30. So that's a long transmission period for Radio Free Afghanistan. Another station on 15090 is the Voice of America, Radio Ashna, in Pushtu, or Pashtu, as some may like to pronounce it, midnight 30 to 0100, and 0100 or 0130 Dari, and further programs in Pashtu and Dari, 0130 to 0230 from the Udorn relay station in Thailand. It's 15100 China Radio International from Beijing, with broadcasts in Hakka and Amoy from midnight to 0157. And 15100 again, Radio Veritas Asia. This is the broadcast from 1500 to 1553 in Filipino. It's actually relayed by the station in the Vatican at Santa Maria di Galleria. So some interesting allocations there at the lower frequency end of the 19 meter band. Make interesting targets there for listeners to World Shortwave Radio.
And that's all in our program this time. So this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us. Good DX, and goodbye for now. See you soon.